This is Tim Ritenour with the Minnesota Adventist Podcast. It's Sabbath morning. I'm sitting in the Red Wing Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm here alone, so I'm not interviewing anybody this morning. It's just me, and I just want to share a few things. The song that you just heard is from the Neblett family. They're friends of ours. And this is one of my favorite songs because it speaks to my heart so much. I am a person who needed, quote, a name change, quote unquote. I needed a character change. I needed a conversion in my life a few years ago. And so this song speaks to my heart and moves me every time I hear it. And so I'm grateful that I can share the whole song with you this morning. One of the things that has been requested of me that I do with my podcast is to share a little bit more about myself and my testimony. And I am going to do that a little bit this morning. I did share my testimony at a church, or at least part of my testimony, at a church north of Seattle about 6 weeks ago, and it was recorded, but we're having trouble getting the recording off of the device that did the recording, and hopefully we can work that out. And I thought if we do that, then I'll perhaps put that out as a podcast. But one thing that occurred during the Minnesota camp meeting, Tuesday evening, the first night, I was asked to sing for that event, and I did share a brief testimony just before I sang. And so I would like to share that with you on this podcast. It is not, none of this is really professional. I'm not a professional recorder. The equipment I use is inexpensive, etc. And there's others out there that certainly, as far as the technical aspects of podcasting and what we do and recording, could do a much better job than me. But anyway, I would like to just share with you what I have. And it's not balanced just right, etc. But still, I'd like you to just hear this message. And you'll be able to hear a little bit more about my story. So I need to try to key things up. And you might hear mic noises and things as I set this down. But I did want to share this, so let's try and get this going here. I grew up a Seventh-day Adventist. I graduated from Maplewood Academy. I graduated from Union College. I graduated from Loma Linda University. I was a good Seventh-day Adventist. But somehow, through the course of my life, I lost my grip on Christ and slipped away and wandered in the wilderness for a number of years. Until about 2.5 years ago, I hit rock bottom. I had checked myself into a motel in Albert Lea, Minnesota. And that night, I tried to end my misery permanently. But I woke up the next morning and was despondent beyond words. I didn't know what to do. So I finally fell to my knees and cried out to God to please take me back and help me. And my life has not been the same since. He pulled me out of that miry muck of sin that I was in and set my feet upon the rock, Jesus Christ. And I'm so grateful to him for what he's done. I desperately needed the Lord then. We all need the Lord. People need the Lord.
At the end of growth.
One day, Jesus preached a rather cutting message. And many of the people that were listening to him just got up and left. They didn't want to hear anymore. And he, and I'm sure he did this sorrowfully, turned around and looked at his disciples and said, in essence, are you going to leave me too? And Peter answered, Lord, where are we to go? Thou hast the words of life. In my life, I've tried a lot of things to fill that emptiness in my heart and soul. And there's only one thing that I've discovered that genuinely and consistently and persistently satisfies that longing, and that is Jesus Christ. If you think you know something better, well, you can let me know. But I doubt it. But I'm willing to listen. But I think that I have found, and I know that I have found, the pearl of great price. And I'm satisfied, and I'm content, and I'm happy, and I have joy. Not that I don't have struggles, not that I don't have tears. I have many tears at times as I weep over the sins of my past and my unlikeness to Christ, and as I see the direction this world is going and the troubles and the hurt and the pain that are just so prevalent in this world today. As I see people that sit in churches and profess to be followers of Christ, and yet live lives that are so far from the way that he lived, I find myself weeping. But these things shouldn't surprise us. Jesus has predicted that these things would occur, and so we are to expect them. But today, whatever time it is for you, wherever you are, whatever the circumstances under which you're listening to this podcast, I hope that if you have not made a decision for Christ, that you will make that decision today. I had to come face to face with death itself before I finally committed my life to Christ, or recommitted it. If you hear my whole story, you'll understand why I say recommitted. But it doesn't need to come to that. If you're hearing the voice of God, if you're hearing and sensing the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to you right now, I beg of you, and I plead with you, to please respond and say yes to Jesus. Sometimes when we're being called to commit our lives to Christ, there's something that's barring the way. There's some sin that so easily besets us, that trips us up over and over again. There's some conviction that lays upon our hearts about our own sinfulness and the evil practices of our lives. And maybe we've tried to quit those things and give up those things in the past, but we've been unsuccessful. We keep getting tripped up. I know whereof I speak. But there is an answer, there is a way out. There is the need to make a full and complete and sincere commitment of your life to Christ. as the hymn says, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid. Your heart does the spirit control. You can only find rest. I may be saying this wrong. You can only be blessed and find peace and sweet rest until your all on the altar is laid. So even though it may seem hard, it may seem difficult, it may seem like you're cutting off an arm or plucking out an eye. Those are biblical analogies. It's still worth it. You may think, if I do this, I'm going to die. Well, that's kind of what's needed. We need to die. We need to die to self. We need to die to sin. And so, I just ask that you, and I plead with you, to make that commitment, to make that sacrifice, to allow that death to occur in your life, to fall upon the rock, Christ Jesus, and be broken. And say to him, I don't care what it costs me. I don't know how difficult this may be for me. I'm going to make this commitment. I'm going to surrender my all to Christ. And I'm going to place my will on the side of Christ. We are told everything depends upon the right action of the will. We have to make that choice. God will not make that choice for us. We need to make that choice for ourselves. And that's the only thing that stands between eternal loss or eternal life with Christ, is that choice. And you can make that choice right now. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Please, turn to him now. Surrender your life to him. Allow him to give you a new name, a new life, and a new character. I'm not sure I'll play this all the way through, but I want to end it with this beautiful song that I love so much, and I appreciate so much that the Neblets have put this out there. You can find it on YouTube. Neblets, Nebblett, I believe. A few podcasts ago, I interviewed Luke and Shantae. Shantae's maiden name was Neblett, so that's the family we're talking about. I love that family. And there's a story there I could tell you, but some other time. I'd like to interview members, more members of that family, and perhaps we can get that done one of these days. Father in heaven, I just ask that you would draw near to us just now. We hear the voice of your heart speaking to us. We hear that call. We want to respond, and we want to say yes to you today. We want to surrender our all to you. So come in, Lord Jesus. You've said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We confess our sins. We confess that we have sinned against you greatly, many, many times we have failed thee. But still, all of these sins you paid for on the cross. You paid the price for our redemption. But you've promised to forgive. And you've promised to take our sins away. Do that for us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.